And now we go to Nigeria, where the military has been cracking down on rebels who've been sabotaging oil installations in the Niger Delta. The rebels say they're just fighting for a bigger share of the oil wealth for the region, but the government says the rebels are mere criminals bent on disrupting oil production through their sabotage and hostage-taking. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton joined a naval convoy in a visit to a former militant stronghold. It's called Camp 5. The stronghold was recently seized by the military.
Camp 5 was the notorious island headquarters of the Nigerian militant leader nicknamed Tompolo. His whereabouts remain unclear. Nestled in the mangrove swamps, the small island is strategically located at the confluence of key rivers leading at one end to the Atlantic Ocean and the other to one of the Niger Delta's main oil cities, Warri. From this camp, the military says the militants commanded control of the narrow waterway through which all international shipping, including oil tankers, must pass. To seize the island, the Joint Task Force bombarded the camp from helicopter gunships and gunboats.
I have to tell you, we're on a patrol boat, which is armed with the most impressive weaponry, 4 mounted machine guns, one on each side of the deck. Well, we finally got to Camp 5 with its blue rooftops. It's crawling with military. Right, when we get close up, these blue roofed huts, well, they're sort of small houses, have been completely destroyed.
We pull up at Camp 5 to talk to the commander, Lieutenant Colonel Abdullahi Tajuddin Lawal.
This place is very, very advantageous to us, even to the militants, because whoever controls this island controls this waterway. And now that they have been removed from here, the waterways have been opened and commercial activities are going on.
Since 2006, militant activity and battles between rebels and the military, as well as the theft of barge loads of crude oil, have cut Nigeria's oil output by almost a quarter and driven up prices on the global crude market. The latest intense military offensive in mid-May created grave concerns for the safety of civilians.
See, I'm pleading, I'm begging, even the state governor, the women, so they inside bush. Let these people there go back. The innocent people go back.
Some people arguing that displaced Deltans in the creeks must be allowed to return home and need more resources and assistance, Queen Najemi Tolu was among a group of women who gathered in the town of Ogbeijo outside Warri to listen to the Red Cross. A recce mission had just returned from the creeks assessing the needs of riverine communities. This followed a chorus of concern expressed by international human rights groups, as well as accusations by the militants that civilians had been killed and displaced by indiscriminate military firepower. Ovosity Egworo is the Red Cross coordinator, Delta State Branch.
Though we saw some houses torched, some with the roof off, we did not register casualties there, we did not register IDPs. There are no casualties. Please, what we saw there are normal human beings, though in need of assistance, mainly food, medication.
But like many people in this region, Nalagwo Chris Alagwa, the coordinator of the Niger Delta Peace and Security Secretariat, warns that military intervention cannot resolve the crisis in Nigeria's turbulent oil region and simply risks inflaming the problem. Speaking on the phone from Yenagoa, the capital of Bayelsa, another oil-producing state, he said that what the crisis needs now is meaningful dialogue and damage control.
In the Niger Delta, there's already an explosion. What should be done now is to manage the explosion and rein in all the forces and remove all other combustible material so that this country doesn't go into flames.
Back at Camp 5, the military clearly has no intention of budging from the former militant base. Officers warn that hundreds of militants are hiding in the surrounding lattice network of mangrove swamps and creeks here in the Delta and neighboring states. Again, Lieutenant Colonel Lawal.
Our mission is to hold this island so that no militant comes close to this place, because this is where they plan everything concerning militancy. This island is going to remain an army camp. If we leave it, the militants will come back again. They will come back.
The task force claims to have overrun other strategic militant strongholds in the Delta. And the Nigerian president, Umaru Musa Araduwa, has repeated his offer of a general amnesty to the rebels. But the main militant group, the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, vows it'll fight to the end. Ofebi Akwistarkton, NPR News, in the creeks of the Delta.